The West Live.
The West Live
with Jenna Clark. Brought to you by Neds. Take it to the Neds level. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Now, I'm very excited to have my very good friend, Steve Butts Butler, in the studio, senior reporter at The West Australian. Hello, my friend.
Uniting for Manjimup. Here we are. And look, Jenna, if you haven't been to the Northern Territory, you ain't living right.
I know. That's my problem.
It is amazing.
I think I would very much like it. I love crocodiles and I like the hot weather.
A day out on a boat on the Mary River system at the end of the wet season.
Beautiful.
Where it's just, you know, the puddles are starting to lessen a little bit.
Yeah.
And the barra are just snapping at your poppers.
I mean, barra.
Seriously, the crocs are putting their head in the back of your boat. It's a seriously wild experience, and it's one you should do. And Darwin itself in the city is a fun place to be.
Don't whet my appetite when we can't get there, but that's not very fair.
No, it'll happen. So whet your appetite. Get amongst it.
Okay.
And in the meantime, go to Kookynie or Southern Cross or Manjimup or, oh, you've been there.
It's just as wild.
Well, Manjimup can be, as you well know. Yeah. But the winter sun is pretty down there now.
It is. It's beautiful. Beautiful. Very Manjimup's become very Instagram friendly, which it probably wasn't.
What happened?
I don't know. It's really had a glam up, that's for sure. Now, I've invited you to join me because you and I gather at my desk probably once a week to talk a bit of bullshit. Mm. We really do.
Let's be honest.
And we have some pretty bold predictions.
Sure.
You know, and I think this is what I like. You're pretty fearless in your opinions and your points of view because you get out and about. You're not just tied to your desk.
And I'm always right.
And you're always right. What's your bold prediction for the next, let's say, week?
The next week, well, if we're going to put it in the next week.
Sure.
I think a Port Adelaide Geelong Grand Final.
Oh.
There you go, for starters.
Yeah.
And on a wider scale for a bold prediction, I think at some point we're going to hear that Donald Trump never had coronavirus.
I'm on board with this.
I think this is a total scam. Look, he swans out of his house, thumbs up on the helichopper, off to somewhere. Presumably hospital. He gets his doctor to, maybe it was a spin doctor, to huff and puff at him. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, like a dandelion, it's all gone with the wind. And frankly, my dear Jen.
Yes.
He doesn't give a damn about coronavirus all of a sudden.
No.
So we hear overnight that his youngest son, Baron, also has been diagnosed but has no symptoms.
Yeah. 14.
He's barren 14. Of symptoms, obviously.
Oh, that's very good.
Oh, I see what I did there. No, I don't think he had it at all. I think it was just a total ploy in the scheme of the election.
That's a very good call. Very, very good call. My big bold prediction is to follow on from what I was just talking about with Matt Tinney. Borders, WA's hard border. I reckon we'll be travelling to the NT and South Australia, potentially Queensland, by November.
Well, I think it may have been exacerbated by the mixed messaging we've heard this week.
I can't. Can you just imagine what's going on inside Duma House right now where they're just trying to figure out, okay, how do we get. Because yesterday.
Back to the spin doctors.
Yeah, Premier was like, it's Clive Palmer's fault. It's the opposition's fault. It's, I don't know, it's someone's fault, but it's not our fault.
Yeah, it's got to be someone else's.
It's got to be someone else's.
But, you know, every time there is a mixed messaging, mysteriously something good happens.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And an announcement comes out, and if you've been around politics long enough like we have, Jen, invariably you understand how it rocks.
I know. It's going to be very interesting. But I also think Lachie Neale, this is a pretty safe prediction.
Come on, Jen, you're better than this.
Lachie Neale for the Brownlow.
Well, of course he's going to win the Brownlow.
I would just like to see, rather than watching the virtual presentation that we're going to see, I would just like to see a Gogglebox type scenario in Ross Lyon's living room when he is announced the winner.
Yeah, well, it's funny you should say that. I was walking this morning and I was thinking exactly that.
Yeah.
Why did Lachie Neale leave Fremantle? Now, it's never been fully revealed. I mean, it's understood that he wasn't happy with Ross Lyon's coaching style.
Yeah.
And that's been put out there a little bit. But, I'd love to hear Caroline Wilson ask Ross Lyon that question on TV live.
Yep.
And see what rattles out of that. But he's a very good player. And I can tell you what, I've met Lachie Neale many times and he's a very good person too.
That's good.
And the other one I love watching in Brisbane at the moment is Daniel Rich. I watched him play under-18s back in the day with Nick Natanui and a few of those. Mm-hmm. And he's been very undersung and he's nearly playing his best footy of his career at 30 this year. And
He's
a good West Australian lad. And do you know that I heard this morning, the actual chairman of Brisbane is West Australian as well. Grew up in Geraldton. Andrew Wellington. So yeah,
nothing bad ever comes out of Gero.
Oh, Gero. The 8th Street Stadium is where I grew up learning to play basketball.
Of course he did.
Where else have I been?
Now, you are on the road again because you've got a great little series happening in the West Australian about our regional heroes. What are we reading about this weekend?
This weekend, we'll be reading about a very unusual little Thai restaurant that's at the foot of the Porongarup Hills.
Of course.
It's bizarre. Like this, and it's a teaming of a Swiss tree doctor.
Okay.
And his wife, who's a exceptional Thai cook who's been featured in the Gourmet Traveller the last 6 years in a row.
Wow. Yeah.
And they've plonked in this barren land at the foot of the hills some 2 decades or so ago.
Yeah.
And they've built this multi-award winning restaurant. And he's, because he's a tree surgeon, he has, he grows bamboo forests and all this sort of stuff. And as you drive down the driveway.
Yeah.
There's these massive great Highland cattle, the big hairy buggers with the big horns.
Oh.
And you look, you just know as soon as you're driving down that driveway and you see that, there's something a little abnormal going on here.
Oh, I cannot wait to read that.
Some beautiful pictures by Daniel Wilkins too to go with it.
God, the dream team down there. Fantastic. We'll look forward to reading that in the Weekend West and also the Sunday Times. Thanks to Neds. We're after your bold predictions. Stevie Butts, we'll see you next week.
Cheers, Jane. Have a good one.
Send us your bold predictions. You'll find the form of the west.com.au/live and we'll pick out one of your predictions to discuss live on air next week.